Welcome back. Well, Willand, we are talking about the Biden administration's appeal to a federal judge's ruling against the mass transit mask mandate. To learn more about this, we turn to Fox News Radio's Eben Brown. Good morning, Eben.
Good morning.
So the White House says the DOJ is working up an appeal to the ruling made by a Florida judge. I know my listeners are all aware about this, but essentially she tried to strike down the masking requirement on public transportation, hence the appeal. But my question to you out of the gate, Eben, why? What is the reasoning behind the appeal?
So the CDC is insisting that this mask mandate is absolutely necessary, and therefore it should still be in place. So this insistence by the CDC is prompting the White House to task the Department of Justice to make this appeal, although this is not really a justice matter. I don't understand why.
Mm-hmm.
But the CDC has had trouble keeping these edicts and mandates, on the books because courts keep striking them down. The edict that the cruise lines can't operate and so on and so forth. And the courts have upheld the district court striking those things down. I suspect the same will happen here. And I don't know how far the federal government wants to do this. I mean, do they want to try to take this to the Supreme Court? I don't know. But they are going to go at least to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta, which is where cases from federal courts in Florida end up.
Okay, you kind of bring up a good point, Eben, and I've been really tossing this around in my head as well. So, you know, you talk about the CDC's troubles, I guess, that they've had with some of these mandates. So depending on the outcome of this appeal, isn't it kind of risky? Because isn't there a possibility, you know, the authority of the CDC could kind of be put up in the air?
The CDC never really had authority. That's the whole point here. The CDC is not a regulatory agency. It never was. It's an advisory agency for the federal government. FDA is regulatory in its work. Let's go back a few years to the Ebola scare and the concern that American hospitals weren't necessarily equipped to handle patients needing isolation and things like mm-hmm. that. And people were asking the then CDC director, Tom Frieden, why don't you, how come you're not citing these hospitals that aren't up to standards and whatnot? He says, because we're the business that we're in. We don't regulate hospitals. That's up to state hospital and medical boards and things like that. We can come up with guidelines and best practices for them, but it's just we're not a regulatory agency. So it is not a regulatory agency. It doesn't really have these types of powers, and we've never really seen them have this type of power until these past couple of years, where they have made what should have been guidelines, and other agencies might have tried to enforce those guidelines, and that's essentially what's happened here. The CDC makes the guideline, the TSA, for instance, enforce the mask orders inside airports and whatnot. And of course, airlines then had to do the work of regulating it on board the aircraft. But the CDC has wielded some real power in this administration, and they've been doing as they've been told, so to speak, to have the Justice Department tasked with defending something like a supposed regulatory order from an agency like CDC is a bit unheard of.
Really good insight, Eben. So walk down this road, though, with me here real quick. Let's just say the DOJ were to win. Would that mean masks would be reinstated?
Theoretically, yes. But I would suspect that the plaintiffs in the case, which I think include the state of Florida, would go to the Supreme Court.
What's the timeline here real quick for all of this, Eben?
I don't think there's a set timeline yet. I don't even think the appeal has truly even been filed. Just yet, appeals could take a long time, but they may try to fast track it because of the nature of it. But for now, if you're flying on a plane, you don't have to wear your mask.
That's what everyone needs to know. All right, Eben, I appreciate your time this morning.
You got it.
Oh, hey, Eben, can you stay with us for one second? The big boss guy is waving his hands at me. Regs, you got a question for Eben?
Yeah, I'm just curious if there are certain airlines that just wouldn't adhere and really, listen to the mandate and not really
enforce it
too much, if they can do that.
That's a great question. It's going to obviously be up to the individual airlines and who they want to get trouble from. Do they want to get trouble from the federal government? Do they want to get trouble from their customers? I think once you've taken the masks off, it's hard to put them back on.
That's for sure, because it seemed like when it first happened, Delta was like, okay, take them off. American Airlines waited mm-hmm. a little while, and it was just like, mixed messages.
Because everybody's so darn confused.
I think everyone wanted to, you know, from every airline, they probably, their own lawyers probably wanted to take a minute and think about it and then make a decision. But it seemed like within an hour or two, you know, the corporate edicts came down and said, take them off.
All right, can I get to May 1st? Because that's when I'm flying.
That's all Rags cares about.
I think you'll be fine.
All right, thanks, Evan. As always, really great insight. That's Fox News Radio's Evan Brown joining us live here on Whoa, Rags. You took the words right out of my mouth. The only reason Rags cares is because he's flying within about the next week and a half. So, Rags, as of right now, no, you don't need to wear a mask. Same for you, Whoa Land.
Podcasts by Federated Media.